If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Romans chapter number 8, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And the Bible says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen. I want to preach tonight. Now, we looked Wednesday night in our Wednesday night Bible study, and we was looking at the scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 in particular, where Jesus said to learn of me. Amen. He said, if you want to have victory in this world, you want to have life, you want to have confidence, you want to have what you need, Jesus said, you need to learn of me. Amen. He was turning, I told him Wednesday night, Jesus was turning a page in history. He had done come to the Jew, and he come to his own received him not. And so he said, listen, he said, if you're going to go anywhere in this world, he said, you need to learn of me. He said, you need to learn about me. He said, I'm in the volume of book. He said, it's written of me from the front to the back. If you'll just look for me, every time you look, you'll find me. Amen. He said, what we need to be doing is looking for our Savior. So what we see tonight, we was preaching then on learn of me. I won't preach for just a minute tonight if God would be my help on this thought, being more like Jesus. Amen. Being more like our Savior. Praise His holy name. So having that in mind, we look at this and we look at this text tonight, as Paul was writing to him, he was talking about this predestinated stuff, and boy, what a blessing that is. That means, Brother Larry, that God Almighty, in the portals of glory, was thinking about us before we ever were. Amen? If you don't think God loves you, you think about somebody that loved you and was thinking about you before you ever came into being. But I want to say on the authority of God's Word tonight, amen, before you was ever born, God knew about you. That's why it breaks my heart so much when you hear about all these little babies being murdered. Amen? You say, well, they've certain circumstances, preacher. Yeah, they were. But God also knew that little old person in that womb, praise God. And God had plans for that person. Amen? Amen. Glory to God, He did. And so Bible tells us here that before the plans was ever played out in your and my life, praise God, God already had a plan of His own. Amen. Had a plan for you and had a plan for me. And God was going to work His plan out for His glory. Amen. Amen. What we need to do is just let God have glory in our lives. Amen. Let God may manifest in us and who we are. Bless His holy name. So what He begins to tell us here, Paul says, verse 28, and said, we knew that all things. So what Paul says here is what we know. Amen. What we know about what God has to tell us. Amen. The only thing that we do know tonight for a surety is what God says. Amen. A man may tell you this, and a woman may tell you that. People may tell you this, that, or the other. But the only thing that's assured, praise God, is what God says. Amen. What God says is absolute fact, absolutely. Amen. Praise God, it's the truth, and we can believe on the truth. We can rely on this truth. It's what we know. The Bible says, well, what we know tonight is that all things work together. Amen. Great God. Hey, God don't just take that. God, hey, listen, God's not a fragmented God tonight. God's a whole God, a complete God, a universal God, a God for every situation, every occurrence, praise God, God is the God of. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why do we go through so much adversity? Why is there so much conflict in our life? Because that's what life is. Amen. When we live in an old vile, sin-cursed world, we talked about that this morning. When evil is everywhere, praise God, and we're in the midst of that. But I want to say, glory to God, that Jesus Christ our Lord knew about that. He walked in it. He was part of it. Praise God, He endured everything, but things worse than we'll ever face. And He done it for the Father's glory. He did it without compromise. And because he did, we can too, praise God. Well, we know, praise God, he said that all things work together. All things work together for glory of God. Amen. And it worked together, number two, for good to them who what? That love God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got a whole lot of good things in my life I can talk about, praise God. Let me ask you a question. Do you love God?
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, you fall in love with God, you fall in love with Savior, you realize what Jesus did for you across the Calvary. We commit ourselves to Him. Amen. And we begin to live for Him. Praise God. And the love of God will be manifest in our heart and things will begin to change. Amen. God will begin to move in our situation. He said, all things work together and they work together to afford a good of them that love God. Amen. You know what I do? What you need to do? What we need to do? Amen. If things ain't going the right way, we just need to say, Lord God, I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I need you. I need you. I need you. And you know what? Glory be to God. God will come on the scene. He'll recognize that in you.
Yeah.
Amen. That it's the truth. That it's real. It's an expression of your heart, not your head.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we can look at somebody and say, well, I love you, and not really mean it. I believe there's people all over this world that's doing that tonight. They say, I love you. I'm going to say, a lot of it ain't love. A lot of it's lust. Amen. Amen. But praise God, I tell you what, when love's truly there, when love is there, we just celebrated Valentine's Day, that time of love. Amen. When we love each other, we express that love. What happened if we got to express in our love? Amen. To God, the God of glory. Amen. Now he said that he is all things. Everything works together to good of them that love God. What if we begin to just love Him and let Him know that we love Him? You say, preacher, how do we get people to know that we love God? Amen. We just start telling them about our Savior. Tell them about how marvelous He is, how wonderful He is, what He's done for us. Amen. Pray God where He's went for us, what place He's brought us out of, the place He's taken us to. You say, well, I don't really have a testimony. If you're saved, praise God, you've got a testimony. Say, praise God, I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God. I'm headed to heaven. Amen. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to be with the Lord one day. I want everybody to come go with me, praise God. Tell them it's a wonderful place. Man, all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are called according to His purpose. You know, God, that's what I'm saying. God has a purpose for us tonight. His purpose that we all come together and love Him. Amen. You say, well, that sounds like a jealous God. He is a jealous God. Amen. He wants us to come together. He wants us to love Him. Amen. Hey, if He loves us, and He does, do you know God tonight loves every one of us in here? Do you realize all those loved ones, Brother Rex, it's lost, it's afterwards, our brothers, sisters, our kids, our youngest, whatever it may be, our mamas, daddies, grandmas, and papas, that's lost without God, He still loves them, just like He loves me and you. He wants to see them saved. Amen? He wants to, He longs to see them saved. His purpose is to see them saved. So see them birthed into the family of God. Amen. And so you say, preacher, how are they ever going to get saved? Praise God, when we become more like Jesus. When we begin to live like Him and walk like Him and act like Him and talk like Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's impossible because we're humans. He was human. He's 100% flesh. He come to this world and He was 100% flesh. He was 100% man just like us. Amen. But without sin. You know how He was without sin? Listen, young people, how Jesus, because He kept His eyes on His Heavenly Father. Kept His eyes on heaven. Amen. You know what? If we get to look into heaven, praise God, and see it in every essence of our life, praise God, our attitude toward this world will change. Amen. We get our eyes and our focus on heavenly things. Amen. Get up there where we're in heaven with the Lord, praise God, where there's never no bad stuff, where the sickness and the dying and the coffins and the burial grounds and the graveyard, praise God, are all a thing of the past. There's none of them over in glory. And when we set our affection on things in heaven, praise God, everything changes. It makes a difference, praise God. It draws us close to our Lord Jesus Christ. brings us to a place of realizing, amen, glory to God, that we got a problem in this world, amen, and it's through sin and things of this ungodliness of where we live right now, amen, that's a holding us back. But when we let go of that and get a hold of God, amen, things start to change. Amen. Jesus said, learn of me. Amen. Praise God. And he said, if you learn of me, he said, you'll be more like me. Amen. That's what we need to be. We need to be more like our Savior. He goes on, verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Amen. That word pre means before. Amen. So he thought of, now list this. Before you was ever saved, before you ever thought about God, before you ever come to an old-fashioned Bible-believing church, God had you on His mind. He was thinking about you. He was desiring a fellowship and a relationship with you. Amen. Let me ask you a question. All you mamas and daddies and mamas and papas, isn't it a wonderful thing when you have a good relationship with your children? Isn't it a good thing when you have a good relationship with your grandchildren? Amen. When they come to see you, maybe they hadn't seen you in a day or two or a week or 2 weeks, and you get to see them and they come in, they're excited to see you. Now, I know sometimes we get older and we think, well, you know what, I'm too old to be acting, you know, like I appreciate mom and daddy or I appreciate mama and papa. Amen. Listen, I won't say young. Hey, listen, don't ever get too old to appreciate your mama, your daddy, your mama, and papa. Amen. One day you'll look around and you'll be older and they'll be older and it won't be like it used to be. You better enjoy them while you can. I remember in August 1986, one of the best friends I had in this world was my little grandpa. Lived right down below me. Teresa got married. We got married on July the 3rd, 1986. We lived right above my granddaddy. And in August the 3rd, 1986, he went out of here to be with the Lord. One of the greatest men I've ever known in my life, bar none. And and I tell you what, I wasn't a bit ashamed, but every time I got an opportunity, Brother Jeff, I'd go down there to see him, and I'd hug his neck, and I'd tell him I loved him before I left. He'd have big old tears come up in his eyes. He'd say, I love you too. Glory to God, that's precious, amen. Don't take that for granted. Don't let the devil rob you of that. Every time I get an opportunity to go see my little mama, she's getting pretty crippled up. She's getting a horse she can't go. I try to go down once or twice a week and take her out sometime or another to go eat. Because I say she don't get enough protein. It's hard to get protein on apples and popcorn. Call her up. I say, Mom, what are you doing? She said, I'm eating breakfast and it'll be about 10 o'clock. I said, eating breakfast? I said, what are you having? She said, apple and a bowl of popcorn. And then the doctor said she ain't getting enough protein. No wonder. So we try to take her out once or twice a week, take her somewhere and get her some good chicken, something where she can get her some protein. Amen. To feed her. And I take her back to the house, spend a little time with her. Before I go, I always hug her neck and tell her I love her. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, why would you do that? Because I may not get the opportunity to do it again. Amen. I tell you what, if you love somebody, you better take the opportunity to tell them that you love them. Let them know every day that you appreciate them. Do not take them for granted. Amen. I never knew on August the 3rd, 1986. I went down there and I was talking to Mama and Papa, Granny and Grandpa. I told them, I talked to them. I was working evenings and I was sitting there. I was working nights. I was sitting there and I got to talking to them and I said, listen, I said, I've got to run down and check on my dad. Got to go down to Marcel, check on him. I asked Grandpa Young, Mama's daddy. I said, is there anything you need? I hugged him, loved him, told him I'd like to see him later. I said, is there anything you need? Is there anything you need? I called him Papa. I said, is there anything you need, Papa? And he looked at me, big old smile on his face. He said, son, I don't need nothing. Amen. He said, I don't need a thing. I got no car. I got my old Chevelle. I went down there to the house. Got down there to daddy's, walked in the back door, opened the door. Amen. I was at my father's house. I didn't have to knock. I just opened the door and went in. As I went in, the phone was ringing. I just went ahead and reached, got a hold of it, and I said, hello. It's grandma on the phone. She said, come quick. It's your granddaddy. Before I throw that phone down, I jumped in the car. I called it the Blue Goose, old Chevelle, 68. I got in that old Chevelle, son. I went back toward the house, back toward her house, just as fast as I could go. I slid around and set up the driveway, pulled in there. But praise God, I won't tell you tonight that Granddaddy didn't need nothing. Amen. Went in there, and as soon as I walked in there, I knew Grandpa was gone. Granddaddy, Papa was gone, amen. That carcass he'd lived in. That carcass he'd loved in. That carcass, praise God, he'd worked in. And we'd worked alongside him in. Praise God, it was all that was left. Amen. Soul and the spirit had departed out of there. And he'd went on to glory. Amen. But a few days later, over at Anders Rice Funeral Home, they brought the family in so we could have a private viewing. Before the visitation that night, and we, as everybody walked up through the coffin and to say their goodbyes, I walked up the coffin. I was the last one. I walked up that coffin, seen Granddaddy laying there. His body was there. Amen. I bent over and I whispered to him. I said, "Papa, I'll see you later." Amen. Glory be to God. And you know what's going to happen one day in a little while, Brother Phil? I'm going to see him later. Amen. Amen. Just as sure as I'm a preaching to you tonight, I'm going to see my papa. Amen. Glory to God. He's up in heaven. He's not hurting. Glory to God. He's not old anymore. Praise God. He's all right. He's a running better than he's ever run. Amen. How many of us tonight's got the same situation? How many of us tonight's got that same family? Got those mamas and daddies and mamas and papas, praise God, that's awaiting over in glory. Amen. Paul said, listen to this thing. He said, we've been predestined. He said, the future has already been planned for me and you. You know what we need, church? What we've got to do tonight is just become part of the future. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we already know what the past is about. Amen. We've already lived it. Every one of us sitting here tonight have a past. Amen. Some of them's good. Some of them's not so good. We was talking in the prayer room. There's a whole lot of things I'd do different if I could take it back. Amen. There's a whole lot of things I wouldn't have got myself into if I'd had somebody to preach to me like I preached to the church, and God preached to church this morning. Amen. Somebody would love me enough to take this blessed old book and from their heart tell me how much Jesus loved me. How much he cared for me, the help he had, how much he wanted to help me, praise God, so I'd never be ashamed of anything I'd done. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you get that? You get it with a closer walk with God. Amen. The reason I had embarrassing moments, reason I had moments that I'm ashamed of is because I turned my back on God. Because I didn't know, didn't listen to the truth. Because the truth was trying to make me free. Amen. Free that from that bondage of what it could have been with God. Listen, don't let your life, young people, don't let your life be a could have been. Pray God, let your life be a going to be for Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. He goes on in verse 29, said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Amen. Now watch this. He said, what do we know? He said, God has a purpose for us. He has good to them that love God. He has a purpose for our life. And praise God. He said, and those that love him, those that he's predestined will be conformed into the likeness of his Son. The very image of his Son. Not a mirror image. Somebody says, well, that God wants us to be a mirror image of him. Amen. I want to say God don't want you to be a mere image, praise God. God wants you to be the very image of his Son. You say, preacher, what could that be? That's an exact copy. Amen. He don't want you, listen to me, he don't want us to be imitations of Jesus. A lot of times we say, well, we need to just imitate Jesus. Paul said, listen, follow me as I'm an example of Christ, an example to you. Of those that have Jesus Christ living in their hearts. Amen. Paul says a child of God ought to be an example. Amen. For praise God, he said we ought to be the exact empty, the exact copy, a very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you. Amen. For his glory. Now let me say, an unbeliever cannot be, amen, the image of Christ. They can't be they cannot be truly Christ-like because they've never been saved. You can't be something that you don't know about. You can't be something you've never accepted. I believe that's why there's a whole lot of people today that confess to be Christians, but they don't have a possession. They're not Christ-like, praise God, because they've never settled in their heart that praise, praise God, that Jesus Christ is preeminent in everything. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I said Jesus Christ is Lord of all things. Amen. We have to make Him and allow Him to become the Lord of our lives so He can have preeminence in it all. The Bible says an unbeliever cannot truly be Christ-like till they've been born again. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and it not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." He said the grace of God comes upon our heart. Let me tell you, folks, listen to me. When God Almighty moves upon your heart, when God Almighty impresses upon your heart, when the Spirit of God moves inside your soul and presses on you that you need to move, that you need to react, that you need to do something, praise God, we ought to do it. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost of God. You can't grieve Him away. But pray God, just draw nigh to Him while He's drawing nigh to you. Amen. Glory be to God. And there'll be a connection. And that'll be so pure and so sure and so steadfast. Praise God. It'll get a hold of you from the inside out. Your desires will change. Your want-tos will change. Your can-dos will change. And God will get glory out of your life. You'll get the can't help it. You'll get the praising God. You won't care who knows. Amen. You'll want them to see you lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Because of what you're doing, what God has done in you. An unbeliever can't have victory in Jesus. Amen. An unbeliever can't be more like Jesus till they get saved. It takes the saving knowledge. It takes being born again to be more like Christ. Amen. But a true believer, amen, they can be Christ-like. Amen. They can be. They should be Christ-like. Amen. You say, well, how come? Because he told us, for by grace you're saved through faith. And all you said, it gets God. Not of works, as any man should boast. But he also went in verse 10 and he said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen. He said, that's how we get in. That's how we begin to do right. That's how we act right. Praise God. We become one with Jesus. And Jesus Christ in us begins to do those works through us for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. I'll ask you tonight, are you letting the Lord use you? Amen. Are you trying your best to be the image of the Lord? The image of Christ? Amen. That there's a Christ-likeness in your life? He said, well, preacher, I don't know if I'm really there. Praise God. He said, learn of me. Amen. We go back to Wednesday night and say, learn of me. Look at me. Look for me. Desire me. If I try. He said, do your best to find me in the book. I tell you what, you get to take this blessed old King James Bible and you go from the front to the back, cover to cover, and you begin to look for Jesus and you'll find Him on every page. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessing it is. We begin to see Him in His magnificence. We see a believer, praise God, to become more and more Christ-like. And it's through the power of the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit, amen, through worship and working with, praise God, and through that workmanship that He creates in us in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Bless His holy name. But it takes a process. See, the problem is there's a whole lot of folks that's not saved. The problem is there's a whole lot of folks, amen, that are unbelievers. There's a whole lot of folks, praise God, that's not being led of the Spirit to do the things that's right. All we know, right, we've heard it all of our life, right? Amen. I get it all the time. Well, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Amen. Glory to God. That's good. When are you going to accept it? When are you going to start living it? When are you going to let God use it to help you? Amen. We can hear it all of our life, but until we do something with it, it'll never make no difference. Amen. But when we start allowing God to work in our hearts, ask Him to work in our lives, let Him have His right of way. So that's a problem. We haven't given God. Amen. We haven't wanted to know more, to learn more, to be more like our Savior. But then there's the solution. He tells us they need to be a transformation process. Amen. He said that we need to be conformed to the image of His Son. We need to be transformed. Amen. We need to metamorphosis. Something needs to happen from the inside out. Paul tells us in Revelation chapter number 12, just a page over if you want to look at it, Bible says verse 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. He's talking to born again believers, supposed believers. He said, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. But he goes on in verse number 2. And he says this, and be not conformed to this world. Amen. But be what? Be who? Be you. He said, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Remember a message one time, it's been several years ago, Sunday morning I preached on that transformation process, how God says, hey, listen, whatever it takes. He said, get you a jackhammer if you have to, and jackhammer that old junk out of your life and out of your mind, praise God, so that the Holy Ghost of God can begin to take the good things of God and massage it down in your soul. Amen. That's how we become more like Jesus. Amen. When we take the junk out, get rid of it, praise God, for good, and allow God Almighty, allow God to transform you and to transform me. To be more like Him. That's the solution. Amen. You know how it does it? God takes it. He has to have raw material. Amen. Anytime you're going to start a work, anything you do, you've got to have raw material to work with, right? Hey, look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 18. The Bible says, but we all with open face behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What Paul's telling us here, he said, what God does is He takes us as raw material and He begins to work through the Holy Ghost of God from glory to glory. He said, through a growing process, and He puts us in a place where He grows us. You might say God wants to take you, Brother Bud, and put you in His greenhouse, and He wants to have a greenhouse effect on you, where the power of the Holy Ghost and the Son, amen, move in your life and conform you and transform you into the very image of His Son. Amen. Glory be God. I don't know about you, that's enough to take a running fit. Amen. That God Almighty loves us enough that He wants us to be just like Him. Now the devil, I preached to you this morning, the devil desired to be that. Amen. He said, I will be as through pride. But God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, said, I want you to be the image of my Son. Amen. Not a likeness, not an imitation. He said, I want you to be the real thing. Amen. To God be the glory. What about Him taking somebody like you and somebody like me and wanting us to be like Him, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. So what He does, He takes material. Now the material is the Word of God. And He takes it through the Word of God. He takes it and uses it on us to make us like His Son. Amen. Praise God. That's the solution. And then we begin to get rid of the old flesh. Amen. You just don't do the things you used to do. God saved me, amen. God, when God finally got my attention, my want-to's changed. I don't want to do the things I used to do. Amen. I want to do something different. I want to do things that's pleasing to God. Bring glory to His name. He said, so what we got to do, we begin to put off that old man. Look over in Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 20, the Bible says this. Paul says, but ye have not so learned Christ. He said, if so be that ye have heard him, have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, he said, that ye put off concerning the former conversation. Now that former conversation means that manner of life, the way we used to live. Amen? The old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. He said, what we got to do? He said, we got to take that old man, just like a garment. We got to take him off, got rid, we got to chunk him and get rid of him. It's despised and afflicted, amen, in the flesh, in the world. As he said, it's the deceitful lust. He said, we got to put it off, amen, get rid of it. Take it, move it, remove it from our person for God's glory. Amen. So the solution is to being transformed by the renewing of our minds, so we have a mindset and a heart attitude toward God. We begin to move more and begin to be more like Him every day. Amen. You can be. Now, the world will say, well, no, you know, you're living in the world and you can't do that. The world will tell you, well, you know, where things are so bad, it's just not going to get no better. And you start, just do the best that you can. And I will say, the best you can by yourself will fail. The best you can by yourself will leave you discouraged. But praise God, the best you can with the help of the Lord will be good enough. Amen. Praise God. You'll be taking that guy. You'll get rid of that old man. Praise God. You'll get rid of him. You'll chunk him. And you'll put on a new man. Amen. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation. That's that manner of life we used to live. The old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. You got a new way of thinking. Amen. I want to say, if you've been born again, you should have a new way of thinking. You're thinking about what I do and will it be pleasing to God. Amen. If I didn't, you say, well, preacher, I don't think about that, then you're lost. Amen. You know, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. I know you wouldn't, because you don't see people, you don't care if people live, bleed, or die. Praise God. But I want to say, if you don't have a change of mind, a change of attitude in your life, then you're lost. I can't do the things I used to do. God won't let me. Amen. Put off the old man. Put on a new. Renewing of the spirit of the mind, of your mind. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. You know you say, because verse 25 said, listen, he said, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one to another. He said, be ye angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. He said, all of a sudden such stuff starts to change in your life, praise God, and stuff that used to usually really get to you don't no more. I see things all the time used to tear me out of frame. Well, I'd get tore up. I said, but you know what? I look at it now, I say, you know what? People just don't know no better. Amen. Just point them to Jesus. Just tell them the truth. Show them the way. Amen. Praise God. Makes all the difference in the world. He said we begin to put off that old man. And said we put him off and we put on the new. The new man, the new woman, praise God, that God would have us to be. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. Chapter number 5, verse number 7. The Bible says this. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 in verse number 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now let me stop here and tell you right quickly, and I'm just about finished, so stay with me. This is important right here. God did not say that He's remanufacturing you. God didn't say that He's changing you. God didn't say that He's evolving you. God says every man, He said, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He said, God Almighty, through the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ, He makes us new when we're born again. He makes us new. He gives us new opportunities, gives us new hope, gives us new direction, gives us new footing, gives us a new foundation, praise God, for His glory. Amen. We just have to become that new creature. We have to allow Christ making us into that new creature, that new creation for His glory. He said old things could be passed away. No, He says all things are passed away. He said all those old things are gone. Amen. Not to be even remembered no more. All those old ways, those old attitudes, that old lifestyle. Amen. Said, do we get rid of it? It's not us no more. Because we're being conformed into the likeness of our Savior. The very image of Him. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That word become new means caused to be. Said everything because of Christ are caused to be new. Amen. Listen, when you get saved, when you ask Jesus to forgive you, come in your heart, praise God, He gives you a new life. Amen. Before you were dead in trespass and sin. You realize if you're lost here tonight that you're dead, you're dying. You're headed for, you're a mortal. Headed for somewhere that you don't want to go. Amen. But praise God, when you become a born-again believer, God seals in your heart, makes you a living being, a living, breathing person, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your life is sealed with God through eternity, praise God. That old man is gone, and God makes you into a new creation, a new creature, amen, that we can be like Jesus, amen, being more like Him every day. That ought to be our heart's attitude. That ought to be our heart's desire. Amen. To be more like Jesus every day.